Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. We're going somewhere fun today.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marie, and I can't wait. Today's topic is travel.
And the title of our lesson is Travel to Italy. Travel to Italy. Now, why would anyone want to go to Italy?
Are you kidding, Peter? Italy is beautiful, and they have really good food. Everybody wants to go to Italy.
Okay, of course. I am so excited about today. So let's get started learning about this amazing country. Here's Marie with our Read It.
Italy is a fantastic country. Tanya Travel explains that Italy has great art, food, and people. She is traveling there soon. She is visiting the city of Florence. She goes there every other year. She goes first to the Uffizi Gallery. The paintings there are wonderful, but it is very crowded. Many people like Italian artists.
Well, all right. Marie, have you ever been to Italy before?
I have been to Italy. It was a long time ago, but I remember the food was good and there was some great museums too.
I have been to Italy as well, so this is great. We can both share our experiences today and tomorrow. We have a lot to talk about, different cities, different food, different culture. Today will be great.
Yes, it will. Well, before we learn more about this beautiful country, let's visit Christina. She will tell us our key words for today.
Hello, 我们今天在节目访问 Tanya, 她要跟我们谈谈意大利。首先她说 Italy is a fantastic country. 形容词 fantastic 表示极好的、了不起的。意大利到底有什么好？为什么用 fantastic 来形容它呢？主持人 Rob 请 Tanya 说明一下。Please explain.动词 explain 就是说明解释。Tanya 说她喜欢意大利的艺术、美食和风土民情。最近她就要到乌菲兹美术馆去参观了，那里有很棒的画作。The paintings there are wonderful. 名词 painting 就是油画或者是绘画。参观乌菲兹美术馆的人真的很多，那里常常非常的拥挤。Crowded 就是拥挤的。It's very crowded there.Rob 说当然啊很多人都喜爱意大利的艺术家。Many people like Italian artists. 名词 artist 就是艺术家。只要是画家、歌唱家、演奏家、舞蹈家等等都可以称为 artists.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Ciao, amici. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today we're talking about travel. Please help me welcome my good friend, Tanya Travel. Welcome, Tanya Travel.
Hi, Rob. Let's talk about Italy today.
That's a great idea. What do you love about Italy?
It is a fantastic country.
I agree. But please explain.
Well, I love the art, the food, and the people.
Great. Are you traveling to Italy soon?
Yes, I am. I'm going to Florence.
Lucky you.
This is great. I love when Tanya Travel visits us. That means we get to talk about traveling. So there are many places in the world we can visit.
And today is a chance to talk about a fun place, Italy. So, all right, let's talk about Italy today.
That's a great idea. The first question Rob asks is, what do you love about Italy?
Well, Tanya's answer is, I love the art, the food, and the people. Hey, Peter, what do you love about Italy?
I love the people, the language, the food, and the art. There are many museums, and we'll talk about one of those today. Italy is a fantastic country.
It is a fantastic country. And that's today's
calendar phrase.
It is a fantastic country.
It is a fantastic country.
那是个很棒的国家。
Everybody loves Italy.
It is a fantastic country.
Italy has beautiful art.
It is a fantastic country.
Italy has delicious food.
It is a fantastic country.
But why is Italy always so crowded?
Because it's a fantastic country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is a fantastic country.
It is a fantastic country.
那是个很棒的国家。
Well, Rob agrees that Italy is a fantastic country, but he wants Tanya to explain a little bit more. He says, please explain.
Do you need to understand more about something?Well, just say, please explain. Sometimes in school, the teacher asks you a question, but just the answer is not enough.
Yes, the teacher wants you to explain the answer. I remember in math class, we had to explain how we got the answer. If you can explain it, then you really do understand it.
Well, I am very excited for Tanya.Is she going to Italy soon?
Yes, she is. And we are going to Christina right now to learn more about the word Italy.
今天在节目中聊到意大利旅游，意大利就是 Italy， 它的形容词是 Italian， 同时这个 Italian 也可以当名词表示意大利人。请再跟我念一次 Italian.其实英文字有很多情况都是字尾加 IAN， 指的就是某一种人。比如说加拿大是 Canada， 那加拿大人就是 Canadian。 俄罗斯是 Russia， 俄罗斯人就是 Russian。 除了是哪一国人之外，音乐是 Music， 那音乐家是 Musician。 魔术是 Magic， 而魔术家是 Magician。所以你下次见到不认识的字，如果它的结尾是 IAN 的话，这个字可能指的是某一种人哦。
Thanks, Christina. Hey, Peter, what country are you from?
I am from America.
Oh, so that makes you an American. Me too. I am an American. But did you know that Americans love eating Italian food?
I did know that, but I think every country likes eating Italian food.
You're right, but we have a lot of it. I wonder why.
Well, a long time ago, many Italians moved to America. And when they did, they brought their food and culture with them.
Wow, well, I am glad that they did. Yes, many dishes I eat at home are Italian dishes.What Italian dishes do you eat at home?
I love fettuccine Alfredo with chicken. What about you?
I like spaghetti with meatballs. All those Italian seasons taste great.
Well, I think the Italian names of dishes are fun to say too. What about you? Well, we're having fun together, but right now we need to take a short break. We'll see you after this. Don't go away. So I got to go to Italy once with my family. We traveled to Rome, to Florence, and Venice. I was pretty young, but I still remember it very well.
Oh, that's great. You know, I went to Venice too. I remember going on the gondola. The gondola is a special boat, and you ride on it along the river. They were singing and playing music with us.
There's so many places to visit. Well, let's find out what happens in this next conversation.
Florence is my favorite city.
How often do you visit?
I visit it every other year.
What do you do there?
Well, first, I go to the Uffizi Gallery.
The famous art museum?
Yes, the paintings there are wonderful, but it is very crowded.
I'm sure. Many people like Italian artists.
We are hearing about Tanya Travel's trip to Italy. She is planning on visiting Florence. I think that she has been there before because she says that is her favorite city.
I have been to Florence before. My dad rented a car and we drove around the city there. Of course, the food is good, but the city's buildings are also very beautiful.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, Tanya is so lucky that she gets to go. How often does she visit?
That's a good question. But I have another question first. How often do we visit Rebecca?
Oh, we visit her almost every lesson. Hey, let's visit her right now. She can tell us more about this grammar point.
Hey, 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 friends. Wow. You are all very excited. I know why. It's grammar point time. If you want to ask someone how often they do something, you may use this grammar point. For example, how often do you eat out? Or how often do you go to the park? You can do this, so don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Friends, how often do you practice English? I hope you do every day.
How often do you exercise? I try to exercise every other day.
Every other day. That's not bad, Marie. Let's learn more about this phrase with Christina.
Tanya 说佛罗伦斯是她最喜欢的城市，她每两年会去一次。I visit it every other year. 请注意句尾的 every other year, 它的意思是每隔一年的意思，基本上就是 once in 2 years, 两年一次的意思。来看例句， She meets with high school friends every other year. 当然你也可以用 every other month, 每两个月一次， every other week, 隔周，或是 every other day, 就是隔天。这些都是表频率的副词片语。
Thanks, Christina. This is a good phrase to practice. Let's try making a few sentences together. How often do you call your parents?
I call my parents every other week.
Hey, Peter!
What?
I call my parents every other day. You should call your parents more often.
Okay, okay. Well, what do you talk about?
Well, there are many things you can talk about. We can talk about my work, other family members, and things that are going on.
Okay, okay. I'll call them more often. So what does Tanya do in Florence?
First, she always goes to the Uffizi Gallery. That's the name of the art museum. Wow. If that's the first thing she does, it must be a very good museum.
Yes, it is. The Uffizi is a very famous art museum.
Oh, have you been there before?
Yes, I have. The paintings there are wonderful, but it is very crowded.
Oh, crowded. This is a great word to know. Crowded is when there are many people around. In big cities, it is very crowded.
That's right. And at famous places, everything is crowded. You can barely move. There are so many people. Well, in the Uffizi, there are many paintings. Have you seen any paintings in a museum before?
I have, and they were so beautiful. I think it takes a lot of time to make a beautiful painting.
Yes, it does. Well, we have learned a lot today, and now it's time to review together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Fantastic. Fantastic. This food is fantastic.
Explain. Explain. Can you explain this book to me?
Painting. Painting. I like that painting on the wall.
Crowded. Crowded. This place is very crowded.
Artist. Artist. This artist often draws dogs. Friends, those are our keywords. Keep on practicing. Now, let's go over our lesson one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Ciao, amici. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about travel. Please help me welcome my good friend, Tanya Travel. Welcome, Tanya Travel.
Hi, Rob. Let's talk about Italy today.
That's a great idea. What do you love about Italy?
It is a fantastic country.
I agree. But please explain.
Well, I love the art, the food, and the people.
Great. Are you traveling to Italy soon?
Yes, I am. I'm going to Florence.
Oh, lucky you.
Florence is my favorite city.
How often do you visit?
I visit it every other year.
What do you do there?
Well, first, I go to the Uffizi Gallery.
The famous art museum?
Yes, the paintings there are wonderful, but it is very crowded.
I'm sure. Many people like Italian artists.
So very long ago, many famous artists came from Italy. So many people go to Italy to see these famous paintings. Now, we talked about one museum today called the Uffizi. This is a very famous museum that has many famous paintings.
That's right. Well, how about we take a look at an Uffizi painting? Look up here. Wow, this is beautiful. Peter, do you see this painting when you went?
Well, I don't remember. I was really young, but we can see that in this painting there is a baby. This is a painting of baby Jesus. There are many different people that came to see him. This is a very common painting that you would see in this museum because they are from about the 1600s.
Oh, yeah. So there is a certain style to it.
That's right. Now, Italy also has a lot of good food. Of course, there is, what is this?
Pasta. Everybody likes pasta, and there are so many different kinds of pastas. Some are thick, some are thin, and some even twirl.
That's right. This is fresh pasta, and it's also called long pasta. Now, look at this picture.
Oh, wow. I didn't know there were so many different kinds of pasta.
That's right. These are called short pastas. Wow, there are so many different kinds of pastas, but also sauces. So, friends, I think it's time for you to book your trip to Italy. But right now, we're going to Jungle Chit Chat. Let's see what's going on.
Hey, Ginger. Let's talk about Florence.
Florence?
Yes. Florence is in Italy.
Oh, when did Florence move to Italy?
Ginger, Florence is a city.
Oh, a city in Italy?
Yes, Italy has great art, food, and people.
Great people? Like Florence?
Florence is a wonderful city.
It sounds fantastic.
Yes, but it's very crowded.
Really? Why?
Many people go and enjoy the paintings.
Ooh, I want to go and enjoy the pizza.
Very funny.
And the pasta?
Yeah.
All right, let's answer some questions together. What is Tanya's favorite city in Italy?
The answer is in conversation B. Florence is Tanya's favorite city in Italy. Question number two. Do you like art museums? Why or why not? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Do I like art museums? Well, I like art museums because they are very quiet places. While I'm there, I never have to worry about people speeding. But mostly, I like looking at the art and thinking about what the artist was doing and how they did it.
Do I like art museums? Yes, I like art museums. Art museums have exhibitions every month, so I can go to one place and see different things all the time. I also like art museums because there aren't many people and it's not crowded all the time. That means it's very quiet, and that's what I like the most.
Do I like art museums? Yes, I love art museums because I get to see a lot of paintings, and they are not cheap. Some paintings can cost up to like $1 million, and I only have to pay a few dollars to look at the pictures. And I love to draw, so sometimes looking at these paintings give me ideas of what to draw next.
Do I like art museums? Of course I do. I like art, so I like going to art museums. You can see many beautiful paintings there and lots of different sculptures. In modern art museums, you can see some crazy kinds of art, too. I think I like the old style better, but that's okay. Strolling through any art museum can be fun, especially if it's in Italy. Wow, what a great place to go.
Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.